It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, yesterday, an actor named Jay North passed away.
Yeah.
And you might not recognize his name, but you certainly know the character he played. He was Dennis the Menace.
He was Dennis the Menace, yeah.
Yes. So his career as a child actor began in the late 1950s with roles in 8 TV series, 2 variety shows, and 3 feature films.
He was really?
A busy guy back then.
I didn't know that.
At the age of 7, he became a household name for his role as the good-natured but mischievous Dennis Mitchell on the CBS sitcom Dennis the Menace, based on the comic strip created by Hank Ketchum. Mm. So North was born in Hollywood, where his single mother worked as the secretary to the West Coast director of the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists.
Oh.
Yeah. When he was 6, his mother used her connections to arrange for him to appear on a local L.A. children's show. A prominent Hollywood talent agent was impressed with the photogenic boy, contacting his mother the following day and offering to represent him.
Oh.
So in June of 1958, Columbia Pictures television division Screen Gems was holding a nationwide search for a boy to play the title character in their television adaptation of the popular Dennis the Menace comic strip.
Okay.
And North, who was 6 years old, auditioned. After hundreds of other boys' auditions, North was asked back to screen test with the rest of the cast, and a pilot was filmed later that summer. So he beat out hundreds of other kids for this role.
It's a cute kid.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Cute kid.
Dennis the Menace premiered on CBS in October of 1959 and quickly became a hit with audiences. North was paid $500 per episode, which is equivalent to $5,400 today.
Not bad.
So that's not bad.
It's good money.
For a 6-year-old or 7-year-old, however old he was at the time.
Right.
His strawberry red hair was bleached platinum blonde for the role, and the 8-year-old was instructed to shave a year off his age when speaking with the press.
Oh, so he had to lie about his age.
He had to lie to say he was a little bit younger, I guess, yeah. His mother continued to work at AFTRA full-time and so hired business managers to invest his earnings. While his mother worked, her sister and brother-in-law served as his on-set guardians during filming. In addition to filming the series, he appeared as Dennis in commercials for the show sponsors Kellogg Cereals, Best Foods Mayonnaise, Skippy Peanut Butter, and Bosco Chocolate Milk. And he regularly traveled all over the country with his aunt and uncle on the weekends to promote the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Different day back
busy.
Then.
Right.
Yeah.
By late 1961, the series was in its 3rd season, and North was earning $2,500 per episode, which is about $26,000 today.
Now
so increase a little bit there.
Yeah.
The show remained in the top 20, but North had grown tired and frustrated with the pressures of carrying a hit show and the long work hours and all that traveling and stuff, too,
with
the sponsors. Complicating matters was his relationship with his aunt. Many years later, North revealed that his aunt physically and verbally abused him when he made mistakes on the set or to not perform to her standards, which is awful.
That is terrible.
Terrible.
Not even his mom, it's his aunt.
It's his aunt, right. After the series ended in 1963, North went on to appear in several one-off roles on TV shows like The Man from U.N.C.L.E., The Lucy Show, and My 3 Sons, and also did some voice work, but said he was often typecast and found it challenging to reestablish himself after Dennis the Menace.
Sure.
Kind of hard, this is such an iconic role, kind of hard to break away from that,
definitely.
I would imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
In 1993, he married his 3rd wife, and 3 months later, still financially well off as a result of his mother's investments in his earnings as a child star, he left L.A. for good and moved to Lake Butler, Florida. And this move was a permanent break from the Hollywood area that had troubled him so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just outside Orlando, if you're
yes.
wondering. I looked that up.
Now, after moving to Florida, he began working as a correctional officer, reportedly working with troubled youth within Florida's juvenile justice system. He also worked with Paul Peterson, who was another former child actor who starred in the Donna Reed Show and his organization called A Minor Consideration, which helps former childhood entertainers cope with the pressures and difficulties of working in Hollywood.
Mm.
Yeah. He died of colorectal cancer yesterday at the age of 73, and he had been battling the disease for several years.
That was very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad. But I hadn't thought about Dennis Menace in a long time.
I know,
but as soon as
me
I
either.
Saw that news come across, I searched him out, and there he was in
yeah.
his striped shirt and his overalls and his
yep.
slingshot. You picked out a record to go along with Dennis the Menace, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play the Dennis the Menace theme song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That'll be quick. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Dennis the Menace theme song on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Jay North,
yes.
Who played Dennis the Menace.
Yes.
And he sadly passed away yesterday at the age of 73.
He did indeed. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Jay North beat out hundreds of other actors to land the part of Dennis the Menace.
After leaving Hollywood, he worked as a corrections officer in Florida.
And he worked with an organization that supports former and current childhood stars.
Yeah.
Able to use his own experience, I'm sure, to help. Yeah.
Quite a story. And you said that his aunt and his uncle were kind of the caretakers while
guardians,
he was doing the show and all that. He suffered abuse.
Yeah.
He says at his aunt's hand, which is very sad. But at least there's so many child stars whose parents squander their earnings.
Right.
And his mom took his money, invested that money for him.
Yep.
Which I'm sure he appreciated later on.
For sure.
Wow. Folks want to learn more about Dennis the Menace. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. Sure. If you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all up there. Plus, you can watch this unfold every day on Facebook Live. We're there at 4:10. And we archive the footage up at YouTube. Go to youtube.com. When you find YouTube and search out Sarah's Wicked Coin, you'll find the entire archive series up there. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Back tomorrow, fresh episode at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it already. Paul McCartney on the way, the Eagles, and much more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.